This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 28th. God's word for you today is Secrets. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 28, verse 8 to 9. And it says, "The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do, and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you." The first key to unlock the heavens is you must pray. You have to understand that the supernatural only responds when the people of God take their place in prayer. You have to pray. Prayer connects earth to heaven. Prayer shatters the gates of brass. Prayer takes out limitations from our lives. Prayer is indispensable. The strongest, if not the only force in prayer, is your stand with God. And we see this in 1 Kings 17, verse 1, which says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." The power of prayer is your standing with God. The first thing you need to pay attention to if you want to have power with God in prayer is your standing with God. And because you have come to stand in God's presence today, your word will be heard on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Your heavens will open, but your standing with God needs to be intact. The second thing to unlock the heavens, you must tithe. I know this may shock some people. However, to unlock the heavens, you must tithe. I am aware that a lot of battering has happened on the concept of tithing because a lot of abuse has also taken place. Some say that the tithe is the law and we are not under the law. We are under the grace. If you read the Bible well, you will discover that the tithe existed before the law, and that is the first thing. The second thing is that no law is backed up by a promise. No law in heaven or on earth is backed up by a promise. For example, the law that governs the traffic lights, the government says, when the light is red, you stop. Does the government promise to reward you for stopping? Thou shalt not kill is the law. You will never see in the Bible, thou shalt not kill so that your bands can be increased. Never. No one backs a law with a promise. Laws are backed by authority. However, principles are backed by promises. For example, a parent says to the child, if you get a star in all your exams, you will get a new car for university. That is not a law. It is the principle of success, backed by a promise. The child does not have to get a star, but if he pays the price and gets a star, he knows he is going to the university with a new car. The flip side to that is, it depends on who the father is. If the father is driving a beat-up car that cannot start unless it is pushed, if the child makes a star, it will just be to make the father happy. But the Father of the heavens and the earth says, Malachi 3:10, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." Be excited, because the person speaking is capable. Let us pray. Father, as I pray and tithe, let the heavens over me remain open. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.